We got Max Olson coming on from the ESPN Big 12 blog at 5:25. Some more Big 12 football updates, rapid fire here in a second. Did you just say they're going to play in a 27,000 seat stadium?
It's a soccer stadium.
LA?
It's a soccer stadium, yeah.
I hate every part about this move.
Right?
I hate it for San Diego. I hate it for LA. I saw a column from Bill Plaschke, who you see on a bunch of ESPN's programming. I always want to call it Around the Horn, right? Around the Horn? He's on Around the Horn a lot.
Yeah.
He wrote a column saying, we don't want you, Chargers. Like, that's the LA Times. Just put that out today. And you're just crushing a city, ripping a city's heart out in San Diego. So much about that I just really do not like. But alas, I do actually have a little bit different spin on the LA situation and some social media outpouring that's happened today. I'll get to that later on in the second hour of the show. We have Brady's Cover 5 in 10 minutes. But for right now, I just want to get caught up on some of the news and notes that have been happening in the Big 12 football world. There's been a lot over the last few days, and we just haven't totally had a chance to cover it because there's been so much basketball. So I combined a lot of stuff here into one segment. It's more or less around college football, but we're just going to do it without – well, you know what? What the hell? You got the music?
I don't have it ready.
You don't have the music?
I have the music.
Can I just get the bed music?
Yeah,
there we go. All right. So today, Kansas hired a new offensive coordinator, and that is Doug Meacham. If that name sounds vaguely familiar, it's because he has been one of the co-offensive coordinators at TCU for the last 3 years and is one of the guys credited with getting Trevon Boykin's career turned around and jump-starting that offense and propelling that run that they made for 2 years in 2014 and 2015. Now, on the surface, it doesn't seem like their offense was all that good this year, but statistically, it was actually in the top 30 in the country in total offense. So even with losing Trevon Boykin, Josh Doctson, all that, still had a very good year at TCU. He was the co-offensive coordinator with Sonny Cumbie, but I think this one raised a lot of eyebrows, and I've just seen nothing but universal praise for this. And I got to be honest, I mean, that seems like a real good hire for David Beatty in Kansas. I mean, you talk about moving in the right direction for that program. Their defense took a step last year. I think Clint Bowen is a respected guy as a defensive coordinator, and their defense actually had some players. Dorrance Armstrong, who was right there with Jordan Willis and Sacks in the Big 12. Fish Smithson was also an All-Big 12 player, and their defense, you'll laugh at this, and this is where the program is at right now for Kansas, but they went from 127th to 109 in total defense last year, actually showed marked progress. They were much worse on the offensive side of the ball, and in particular, they've had issues just finding a quarterback, sticking to a quarterback, and developing that guy and having him go. Well, they've got Carter Stanley now, it seems like, that they've settled on, who is cut from the same kind of cloth, really, as a Trevon Boykin. Maybe not that athletic, certainly, at this point. I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but he's got some of those traits and some of those parts of the skill set, and now you've got Doug Meacham to come in and work with him. I'm surprised Meacham made this move. I'm sure it's all about wanting total control, wanting to be V1 offensive coordinator. You know, it's a step up. It's still in the same conference, so I can kind of see why he did it, but it does surprise me that he would make that leap. On the coaching front, another bit of news here. I saw Bruce Feldman, a college football reporter for Fox Sports, put out there that Auburn, who had been rumored, I guess, to be flirting with Art Briles as their offensive coordinator, Auburn is not going to hire Art Briles as their offensive coordinator. I mean, obviously, on the surface, you can see why that would not be a surprising move. But if there was one place or a type of place that would take the risk on Art Briles and take, maybe more appropriately, the bad publicity that's going to come from hiring Art Briles, Auburn fits that mold to a T. It was going to take a place that is football crazy, football starved, and take a place where winning at all costs is what they're all about. We know that that's what Auburn is about. We've seen the lengths that they went to get Cam Newton in there to win. They fired Gene Chizik just a couple years removed from a national championship. Gus Malzahn played for a national title a couple years ago, and he is big time on the hot seat there. And they're just down the road from Nick Saban. Part of it would be the Nick Saban effect, too. You know, he's driven everyone in the SEC so crazy that they feel like they have to go to such extreme lengths to compete with him. So much of that would have made sense. I would have said, yes, of course, Of course Auburn is the guy or the school to go bring in Art Briles. Auburn also has Jarrett Stidham coming in to transfer, who, if you remember, was the freshman quarterback a couple years ago for Art Briles that they had to play when Seth Russell got hurt. Jarrett Stidham came into Manhattan, lit it up for the most part. So, while I am not surprised, I am also surprised, if that makes any kind of sense. Speaking of Baylor coaches, Phil Bennett has been hired as the defensive coordinator at Arizona State. Phil Bennett is one of the guys who actually had public comments out there about the defensive end transfer from Boise State that came into Baylor and wound up getting put behind bars for his sexual assault issues. So it is, in some ways, probably not fair that Phil Bennett is able to move on this quickly and Art Briles, you know, takes 95% of the heat there. There's not near as much, really, with Phil Bennett or any of the assistant coaches. But in particular, I mean, Phil Bennett's the one that I think raised a lot of eyebrows, to use that phrase again, when he had those comments come out to a booster club at Baylor. But as far as the football aspect of this is concerned, this is another move that makes a ton of sense. Phil Bennett at Baylor came in 2011 when they were getting to respectability and had a great offense. It was up and running, but they just had, like Texas Tech, one of those historically bad defenses, and they needed it to be reined in to the point where it was maybe even just below average to average, and then you were going to have a great team, a team capable of winning back-to-back Big 12 titles, which they did. His task at Arizona State, very, very similar. Arizona State last year gave up 520 yards per game, over 7 yards per play, and they were the only defense, that was worse in yards per game was Texas Tech. So you think about a Texas Tech-level defense here, a Baylor 2010-level defense here, that's what Phil Bennett has to shore up. And Arizona State's had some offensive weapons. Remember watching Arizona State this year have the one guy, and I'm spacing on his name and I apologize, but their running back score 8 touchdowns against Texas Tech. I mean, they've got offensive weapons, but they also had just an atrocious defense. So I guess Phil Bennett is that guy now. If you need him to come in and take your defense from awful to below average to average, he's your guy, and that's what's happening at Arizona State. And finally, another news bit on Kansas here. Ryan Willis is leaving Kansas to go transfer to Virginia Tech. He tweeted that out. I think most people figured he would transfer after the quarterback carousel this year between him, Montel Cozart, and Carter Stanley, who winds up winning the job basically for the last three games there. You see the writing on the wall. Carter Stanley starts the last three games. They not only beat Texas, which is by far the best thing that's happened under David Beatty's watch, but then they play K-State pretty close, hang in there in Manhattan, and all of a sudden it looks like the program has made some progress there in the last three games under Stanley. He's going to be the guy, so Willis was going to leave, you had to figure. Virginia Tech is in a desperate quarterback situation. Their quarterback this year, their starter, somewhat inexplicably went pro. No one really expected him to, and borderline draftable type of guy. I think a lot of the same sentiment that we've had here about Elijah Lee going early to the NFL with that situation at Virginia Tech. So I'm sure they're just trying to stockpile quarterbacks at this point. They had just brought in a junior college guy, but I don't know if Ryan Willis has what it takes to really cut it there at Virginia Tech. He had 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions this past year at Kansas. I don't know. That is the only aspect to me that made me say, Virginia Tech. I would have thought it'd be a program at Kansas's level, perhaps a little bit lower. And I think Ryan Willis has talent. I tell you, Stanton Weber, who's on Powercat Game Day with us, tells me a lot. Very talented guy. Stanton played with him at Bishop Miege in the Kansas City area. So I know he's got talent, but he didn't really show a ton at Kansas, albeit with no weapons around him. Now he's going to go to a Virginia Tech school that's more oriented around defense. Defense seemingly ahead of the offense. I don't know if he's going to be the long-term solution, but hey, I guess best of luck as far as he is concerned. There's some of the news and notes from Big 12 football that's gone on the last couple of days. I'll ask Max Olson about Doug Meacham because I am curious for his response to that at 525, the ESPN Big 12 blogger, but also get into the Big 12 title race next year where he thinks K-State is going to fit in. But when we come back, it's our award-winning segment of the week. Thursdays at 4:40, the Cover 5 with Brady. I'm excited because one of his old bits is making its triumphant return today. You're listening to The Game.